This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Yes, there you go. You're listening to this radio show because you want to stop these totalitarians. See, we've got it all sorted out. Everybody's confused. What is a totalitarian? What's a socialist? What's a Nazi? What's a national socialist? What's a fascist? What's a fascista? Oh, and what's a communist? Communist. Communism. It's here. Yeah. In the deluge of humanity that's coming across the border with all your diseased and sickened people, there's diseases breaking out all over. Measles. You know, it's interesting. Our own Chris Street wrote an article about that. Measles. But what happens? It's like measles. Everybody gets the measles. Childhood diseases, right? And all kinds of other things. And they can be fatal. And, you know, the whole thing about inoculations, right? Yeah. The state has taken over in many regards. And this is, we had this discussion last night with our senators from New California. We had a Senate meeting last night. And it was quite informative. You know, it's kind of interesting how this whole thing plays out with when you're working with the Senate versus an assembly. It's just because, you know, you are who you are. The personalities completely flip and change, right? there's two different bodies. You have to treat them like collective souls, so to speak. And that's the thing that you figure out when you're developing a new state. And I mean, at least for me, it's been very interesting because they're really, just like the U.S. Senate, it has a distinct personality about itself as a body, as an entity. And so does the House of Representatives, right? Look at Jerry Nadler versus, you know, Mitch McConnell. I mean, come on. Okay, and listen, I went Republican and Democrat, didn't I? I did. I went representative on that. I went Republican. Republican form of governance, by the way. So anyway, the distinct personalities in the assembly in New California and the Senate in New California, they're there. It's just absolutely there. And it's interesting how the thinking goes in those bodies. Now, one's supposed to be a deliberative body. That's the Senate. In other words, you know, hey, let's just take a long look at this. How does it influence all the different caricatures of the various and sundry items going on? So anyway, we're discussing resolutions last night, and it was very interesting to hear some of the perspectives. Inoculations came up as a big time thing, and again, what it came down to in this instance, and I'm just sort of not pontificating, but I'm thinking about it out loud, is that it's a parental right issue. It's a parental right issue. And in this day and age, by the way, you know, I used to work in a system 41 years. I get it. I used to enforce the laws that used to have to be, you know, especially sending around truancy. Are you sending your kid to school and stuff like that? And really, the truancy laws, as they applied, really were very lenient. They really were. They still are to some degrees. Except when it comes down to endangerment, child endangerment, and those are real issues. You have to be not even so discerning to see these things when you have, I'm going back and going, wow, when did I as a statist person, working as a state person, have to enforce these laws and do things about it, and under what circumstances? And man, my first instance was in an Orange County school. I'm not going to name this school or anything. And we had to go out, and I was just sort of warming up to this. I was a newbie administrator at the time. And, attendance laws, compulsory attendance laws for schools are mandatory. That's just our society mandates that. And, of course, it all stemmed, basically. And from the early 1800s, it used to be that good schooling, book learning, came from the Bible. That was really most homes, if you had a book at all, it was the Bible. So you read from the Bible, right? And that was just something that people, you know, did all the time. And that's why, you know, or the Constitution as it was produced, the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and so on. Those were the founding documents of this country. Good literature was hard to come by, but there was an explosion in the 1800s, of course, with good American literature, and of course it was roundly denounced as poor literature in European eyes, of course. Europeans have always looked down upon us, colonists, right? Even though we bailed them out of two wars, and we're still bailing them out, and we'll still bail them out of their socialist garbage going on with the EU. That's what we're doing right now with New California. Hello, it's a bailout. Anyway, but it was interesting when I first went out on a first call. Geez, I went with an assistant principal. I was assistant principal, but it wasn't that. This was not really my category. But I went out to help. They said, you need to come out with us to see this. And I said, oh my God. And this was a real problem in terms of truancy. They've been working on this case, and it brought in the police. This is what happens. You bring in the police, and you start working with the police, and you're working side by side because of child endangerment and things like that. And this was actually a situation where went in, and they took the child, and CPS showed up. They took the individual, and the child happened to have been in the ninth grade. Yeah, and the neglect was just absolutely enormous. Hadn't been to school, you know, and all that, and the filth was just unbelievable. 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 And, you know, it opened my eyes because here was a very affluent county, Orange County at the time, and, of course, not so as affluent as now, as you might think today. But it showed me that even in an affluent county such as Orange County was at the time, there's great poverty. And that poverty is just a few, you know, paychecks away for a lot of people. There's no question about it. But it really demonstrated to me how close it really was, because it was really in my own neighborhood. But, we went out on this thing, and it was just disgusting, and I'm not going to get into the whole details. But it showed me that, yeah, the state has to sometimes come in on these things. To know who else is going to do it, you know? And so the neglect there were so many other things that were going on with this family unit, so-called family unit, that it was very, very, it was terrible. So anyway, I'm trying not to give you the details of this gory thing, but it was something that really moved me. And I realized that, yeah, compulsory education is very, very important, and because we don't want ignorance, massive ignorance. Now, this all came from compulsory education. Actually, I think it was prompted by the Communist Manifesto of 1848, because one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is compulsory education. Free. See, this is why Bernie Sanders, you know, we want free this, free that, free that. Okay, well, and of course, it's not free. Someone has to pay for it, of course. So free public education. Now, here's the caveat that we put into it as Americans all throughout the country, and I'm kind of shortening the stories. It's a fantastic story about public education and how great public education really became the zenith of it in California education in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and most of the 80s, and then all of a sudden, just boom, downturn. Right now, it's just horrible what's going on in education. But one of the things that we threw into the whole public education business, if we're going to have mandatory education, people have to go, they're forced to go to school and that sort of thing, was school boards. Yeah, nowhere, gosh, nowhere in the world would Karl Marx want a school board. Freely elected people making autonomous decisions, free from state interference at the local level. Shocking. Yeah, just because the people are in charge, right? That's the way it was written originally. To be the people in charge of their own schools, because they are in charge of the government. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The situation is manifesting itself at the Oroville Dam again. They have issues. The leaks are there. And it's not a good situation. They'll say that it is, but it's not. And I got this. There's something going on. For a long time, they came out with a press release last night, and I think I'm going to read it. I'll get it to everybody so that you kind of get the latest. We're kind of complaining because, first of all, they shut all the press down. You can't, if you want to get a press pass, you can't get one. And these are majors that have been requesting. I've seen the memos, the responses from the DWR, and they are saying, you know, you can't come up. Don't come up. And again, you know, security there is tightened up, really. And it has been tight. Now, listen, I understand. When you have a press pass and you're credentialed and you're, this is, what are you hiding is the big question. That's coming up all the time. People ask me where they hide. I said, I don't know because I can't get up there. Now, I can get up and do the things that we did. Like yesterday, we went up and visited the dam to see what is the magic trick that they're doing to dry up some of these spots. Now, I'm all for drying up the spots on the spillway. But it's very, very evident as I look at the live shots right now, there's leakage again. They came out yesterday, and they used certain devices, and I'm not going to talk about the technology right now because we're investigating the technology that they're using, to try and stem the flow of these leaks that are coming between the plates because they're not supposed to leak from the plates. And the DWR is telling, there are not leaks. There's no leaking going on. Okay, so again, like I said the other day, how many fingers are you holding up? Okay, you look at the guy and say, well, I see two fingers. He says, no, there's not two fingers. There's five. No, I see two. No, you see five. No, I see two. You see five. Five, 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 five. And all of a sudden, especially if you have your hands tied behind your back and, you know, that sort of thing, and they got you in shackles, you say, oh, okay, I see five. Okay, let them out. You know. So, yeah, it's kind of the coercive thing. There's all this stuff, right? Anyway, I love it when you call out the trolls, by the way. I thought I'd just mention that one, when the trolls get called out. But that's just me. Anyway, you take a look at the spillway, and I went up there yesterday, and I was shocked that all the spots were drying up right in front of my face, or had been by the time I got up there. And it was wonderful, and I did some videotaping, and we'll put that out there, because it's pretty obvious that whatever they're doing is working. But then this morning I get up and look at it and say, oh, still leaking from the same spots. It's now... of course, yesterday in the afternoon, the heat gets on it, and it kind of goes along with whatever the technique that they're using to try and stem the tide. But the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's water behind the spillway. And to paint the picture for you about Oroville Dam, it's not just the mile-long stretch of the dam itself that goes across the canyon there that traps the water in the Feather River and it dams it up, and pretty soon you got a reservoir back there called Lake Oroville. That's not the issue. The issue is that you have abutments to the lake and to the dam, and those abutments mean that as the dam is stretched out, it's driven into some hillsides. One hillside to the south, one to the north. Now, the one to the north also contains the headworks for the spillway, the main spillway. And that spillway has been basically placed on this hillside, an earthen structure. And, okay, that's great, but you got to remember something. The spillway, the the dam itself, which goes up to 920 feet or something like that, is an earthen-filled dam. They say it's that way. But it's made basically the composition of rocks, river-washed rocks, in three grades, small, medium, and large. And the one of the main problems with the dam is that none of these rocks have been fractured. They haven't been fractured. And what I mean by that is that they're river-washed, so they're smooth stones, basically. Now, these river-washed rocks were all dredged up during the gold mining days, in which there are dredges all throughout the Feather River and all that area. And there's still to that day, when you dredge these things up and you get these stones, it's called tailings. Well, these tailings, as smooth stones, are everywhere. And there's miles and miles and miles of these things, even today, out in Butte County and in Yuba and Sutter counties. And it's just amazing to see the tailings. I'm a landscaper. I did landscape. We used to use these rocks in landscaping. And they're wonderful rocks to work with. It's great stuff. But, you know, when you put them all together and you put them in a pile, you can actually, if you take a big bunch of these rocks and you put them in a pile and you kick them, they actually kind of spin around like marbles because they're smooth stones. They're rounded, you know, obelisk and that sort of thing, stones. And they're smooth because they've been river washed. Get it? Okay, so that's different than if you were to take those rocks, take the same pile of rocks and crush them, pound them, at least fracture them two or three times, right? And then put them in a pile, then kick them and watch what happens. Well, they don't just spin away from you. They kind of get mushed up in a bigger mush. In other words, they don't move easily across one another, and that's a problem for this dam. That is a structural problem for this dam. They should have crushed the rock, but they didn't. Okay? Now, that's a problem. The other problem that we have with the dam is the fact that the left abutment, as you're looking at it, okay, from this Feather River side, the left abutment is still part of the dam, and that's all earth. That's all earth. It's all soil. It's all the original soil and composition rock that made up the dam. And this is where we run into problems because water abuts that portion of the dam. That's even though there's a weir on top of it for the emergency spillway, even though there's a spillway on top of it, it is still, that mountainside is still part of the dam. It's part of the dam. It's part of the earthen structure. It's never been processed properly. I mean, it's never been treated properly as a portion of a dam probably would be in an earthen situation. It just was left to its own devices as a hillside that where the water started to mount up against it. Well, now there's a problem in that hillside gets to be hydrated, what's called hydrated in the dam world, okay? Walking us through some vocabulary, it becomes hydrated. In other words, you know, a friend of mine who knows dams really, really well, he said to me, and this is not Scott Cahill, this is somebody else who actually lives in California and works on dams, because we have, listen, believe it or not, for all of you fake newsers out there, we actually consult dam consultants who actually know what they're doing. And yes, some of them can come on the air with us, some don't want to, and they don't want to be identified because, gee, I don't know why. Maybe they'd lose your jobs or so on. But we do get great advice. And this one guy said to me, he said, you know, Paul, everything I ever learned about dams, I learned in the sandbox. So seriously, I'd make a dam in the sandbox and I'd add water and watch that dam just get eaten up. I'd watch the soil hydrate in the sand, right? The sand would hydrate. It would wick up the moisture, and after so much water, it would soon collapse. Right. Once the soil became saturated, it would no longer be able to stay together. Gravity in the molecular nature of the soil would change because of the hydration of the water molecules coming between bits of the soil. Now you got to scale it up, though, now, when you got a mountainside. And in a little bit, when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened in Brazil in January in the 18 seconds. We'll be back.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All right, so let's talk about this business of moving water called phreatic movement of water in a hillside. So when water saturates a hillside, the water, of course, becomes a problem. And there's what's called porting and piping. Okay, the phenomenon known as porting and piping. In other words, water will always find the weakest place to go. It's lazy. In other words, wherever it can find a way in which it can form, you know, from one side to another, what soon becomes what's called piping, it'll carve out a channel, and it'll start under high pressure. Think about this. You got all this pressure mounted by the water on the lakeside against the hillside, against soil. This is not concrete. You know, a concrete dam is not an earth-filled dam. They use concrete in the core areas of it, of course, but it's not a concrete dam. If you take a look at Shasta, or Hoover Dam, it's a concrete dam. Okay, so totally different animal here. And what they've relied upon to make the dam is soil and rocks, aggregate, right? No, well, it's not fractured aggregate, but, you know, it's not cement. Except that used in roller-compacted concrete and the spillway, right? Structural concrete on the plates. So there's some defining things there. So the hillside is still very much part of the dam structure. It is the dam, that hillside that's never really been processed correctly. And what it does do is it accommodates water when it's backed up on the lakeside to leak through to the other side. And now the people at the DWR know this. They're doing study. They're using radar, actually, ground radar, to watch the movement of their phreatic water in the soil. And they've got several places identified. Their own records show this. And they're easily identified. And by the way, if you just take a few minutes to start looking around the side of the spillway, you start to realize, those darkened masses. The darkened masses, soil, a spot I see on this side and this side and this side, you realize that's water that's coming out from where? The hillside. It's natural water that's being pushed out through those pipes from the lakeside through the mountain. That's called phreatic water movement. That's why they use radar so they can track the movement of water behind or inside the soil of the mountain. Now, here's the problem. This was a problem, and it was the leading problem that brought down the spillway to begin with. That these pipes, this water that was moving around under very, very high pressure, extremely high pressure, you can imagine the pressure that's being put on the soil there with all this phreatic water moving around in it. And that piping appeared behind many portions of the spillway, and it's evident they didn't fix these things. They could have fixed them. Proper grouting, going out and finding the sources on the hillside probably would have helped when they had the water down. They could have done this. We do know for a fact that underneath the spillway gates, massive piping's been going on, and it's going on today. It's evident today. All this is absolutely evident with the water that's coming through the cracks of the current spillway, the rebuilt spillway. This is absolutely evidence, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the, and they deny it. It's just like Pelosi's denying things, right? She's screaming, Barr's a liar. Well, you know, they say, we're a liar. There's no leaks there. Oh, how many fingers do you see? Oh, you're holding up two, but how many? I see five, right? We're supposed to believe the five. Don't believe your own lying eyes, right? That's what they're trying to tell us. I don't think that's a real good thing. I don't think that's proper. No, I don't. And we're going to report it when we see it. And right now there's massive leaks coming out of those plates. First of all, they should not be any leaks at all, period, end of subject. When you take a look at that brand new spillway, it should look like any. You go and take and you Google all these spillways around the nation. Some of them have little leaks and stuff like that, and they've been around. They need to be repaired or whatever. But if it's a brand new spillway, brand new dam, guess what? It does not leak. There's no seeping that's coming from those plates on any spillway out there that's a brand new dam. The gates, the tainter gates, if they're using tainter gates, they don't leak. Now, why do they leak? Because water is moving. Water is moving from the lakeside to the front side. It's passing through the hillside. It's penetrating the concrete, that brand new concrete, 7, 8, 20, 40, 50 feet. It depends on how long, far you want to go down to the plunge pool. It's moving through the concrete, and that means it's moving at very high pressure. That's the problem. It's still their problem. That's why yesterday I was amazed, absolutely amazed at how well they were sealing up the leaks on the spillway. And they did. Now, there's techniques. We're going to talk about the techniques. We're going to get some specialists on to talk about what they're doing to try and find the leaks. But listen, guys, this is not a simple fix. this is really much like taking bubble gum up to the dam, taking a pack of bubble gum and chewing each stick and finding leaks and sticking the bubble gum in the leak. It's futile. Because why? They haven't fixed the original problem, which is the leaking, the porting and piping underneath the main spillway gates, which they did not fix. And the evidence of that is the gates are, of course, leaking. And they're not supposed to leak. And the other evidence is that we're still seeing the seeping, the leaking from the plates themselves in a brand new spillway. Now, it wasn't as pronounced, by the way, and this is the other problem that they have. These leaks that are popping up through the seams on the plates of this is not the roller compacted concrete. That's underneath it. This is the actual finished concrete. Those leaks, ladies and gentlemen, weren't there in such scale before the spilling on April 2nd. When they shut it down and they tried to fool everybody by running maybe 6 to 8 inches of water over the surface just so they wouldn't be suspicious. Then when they started moving the water to one side and we started to see the leaking coming out, we realized they've got a problem, and they do. Just like yesterday, they got it all stopped. I was so impressed. I raced up the dam. I looked at the spillway and said, God, they've done something right. Well, sort of. I applaud them for their attempt, but break out the chewing gum, ladies and gentlemen. This morning, they're all back. All those leaks.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, this is interesting. We were sent this. The DWR. I got to have some fun with them because they're not really being really cooperative and talkative and chatty. You know, they came out with their big fanfare thing with the April 2nd opening press conference. Right. And then we get this Oroville ad hoc group presentations of April 2019. Like, they're actually doing something. I'm not real sure what they're doing other than being very highly skilled at boring us into silliness. And here we go. We're going to be bored now. I want you to listen to this now. This is a
review board have any recommendations or comments on the final report outline. We had seen this report.
Here we go.
Videotape, record the different presentations that we would have provided, and then to make those available to the ad hoc group and to the members of the community. The four different presentations that we're planning on going over today. First, we have Dan Wade, who is the co-chair of the IRB. He's going to be presenting the summary of his report that came out of the fourth DWR IRB meeting. This is going to be followed by Les Harder doing a presentation on the level two risk assessment and how that process interacts with the CNA process. Next, we have Dave Rennie is going to provide a presentation on the State Water Project Asset Management Program. And this was not a presentation that was provided to the IRB, but we think this is an important context for the ad hoc committee to have, as well as members of the community. This is how the State Water Project looks at its entire system and then prioritizes projects that it needs to complete, like projects that might come out of the CNA process. Finally, David Ford is going to talk about the evaluation criteria for the CNA process. Before handing it over to Dan Wade, I'd like to go over the agenda that was used at the last meeting between DWR and the IRB.
Be an outcome from doing these parallel analyses, and I'll talk more about that in just a moment. We think the risk is low, and we do feel strongly that the parallel analysis should go forward. But we do want to just strongly urge the team to think about how to address differences if they come along. And so the second question that was asked by DWR was, does the Independent Review Board have any recommendations or comments on the needs, the objectives, the considerations,
and listen, this is intense. I want you to listen intensely
that,
to this
were set out
information.
In the project
it's serious
in the
business. Tells you
and,
a lot.
Those
great understanding.
Kind of a work in progress, and the IRB was very, very pleased to see that at this meeting we saw very clear and consistent need statements and project objectives, and we really felt like the team heard our comments from previous meetings and responded very proactively, and the IRB was very pleased
very
to see
clear
that.
And consistent
we do
need
see
statements.
Now that there are very clear distinctions between project objectives and project considerations.
Ah, clear and consistent need statements and project objectives. Clear and distinctions between project objectives and project considerations. Holy moly. And the IRB agrees with using the DWR asset management framework as the basis for comparing alternatives. Boy, that's going to keep you safe at night, isn't it? And how about this one? Changing project objectives to plan formulation principles. Bitchin', man. This is such a bitchin' meeting. Aren't you just stoked over this one. We're I can't make it up. It's an hour and 24 minutes of this. Or maybe it's more. It's an hour and 24 minutes of this.
Just that came out of the fourth DWR IRB meeting.
Oh, there it is. It came out of the fourth IR meeting. Now, there's all these things. Here you go.
An issue that's a low likelihood, high consequence is very different than you would treat an issue like, a light bulb that may fail and burn out.
The light bulb that may fail. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Enough of the tomfoolery. We can't make this stuff up. This is what they do. Now, of course, to our point, about dam failure. How about that one? Let's go to dam failure. We're going to go to Brazil, okay? Brazil. And Brazil dam failure. How about that? D-A-M, dam, disaster. Here we go. Okay, here you go. Brazil dam disaster 2019. Exciting stuff on this one. Okay, this is it. This is the 58-second clip from The Guardian we played yesterday. Hold on to your bippies on this one. Here we go. Oh, okay. Stop. Time out. They're showing it. Now, this is the example that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, with the Orville Dam and the water behind the impoundment, right? In the impoundment area, the lake, in other words, and the movement of water, phreatic movement within a soil structure. And that's exactly what you have here is an earthen dam. It's been saturated. The phreatic water has saturated the entire dam. I'm going to give you a countdown on this right now. We're at exactly, let's back it up here. Okay, I'm rolling, and I'll count it. Okay, here we go. It's at 4 seconds. 4 seconds, here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. The dam is down. 16 seconds. The dam is down. The whole hillside's down. The whole hillside's down. And water and mud going everywhere. That's a reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Anyway, it's more to come here. I think what we need is a flyover at this time, don't you? Yeah, we need a flyover. I wonder who we could get to fly us over that. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
I want to remind everybody to definitely visit our websites, a21r.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, you'll be able to see this demonstration of this dam going down within about 16 to 17 seconds. I guess it's been viewed over almost 2 million times now. Shows you how quickly these things move. It's a dam. The hillside is certainly not an impoundment dam as big as Oroville, but the hillside looks probably about the same size. And so, you know, again, supersaturation is the example here. It might not be as similar soil compositions. I think we need to understand that. There might be a little bit more, and there is, but the soil that is made up and is very suspect, and there's been a lot of controversy. Even when they're first building the dam, and the first people to put the spillway in had very, very, very big concerns. One, that the spillway wasn't properly constructed. Number two, the other one was the soil composition. On the hill was not really adequate to support the spillway, and they dreaded a lot of leakage. A lot of phreatic movement might be created inside the hillside itself, because remember, the hillside is part of the whole hill. There is part of the earthen dam structure. So we have this problem now. They seem to be wanting to plug up the holes, but you can't stop it by plugging up the holes from the surface. No, what has to happen is you have to drain the lake. I mean, this is what I've been told by engineers and so on, some that are even working up at the dam today. You have to drain the lake, and you have to fix the problems. And they had the lake pretty much drained, and they could have fixed it, but they chose not to. They went a different route, and now they've got a problem. No fake news here, just the facts. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And also remember, again, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. That's a big one. We got clothes and everything coming in right now. We got all sorts of things happening. The shipment's going out for New California flags and the whole nine yards. So go to the store and pick up your orders now. We'll get them out to you. And also, we want to have you invited to the convention. It's going to be the 17th and 18th of this month, just a few short days. And boy, do we have a lot of work going on. We have a lot of things to accomplish. We have great, great speakers that are going to be there. And check the website a little bit later on, the New California State, and also Agenda 21 Radio website. We'll have that information up for you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. It's now time to stand your ground. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.